This is how you celebrate New Year's Eve in Antarctica.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
That is, if you're among the 70 passengers and crew of the Akademik Shakalsky. The scientific research vessel was halfway through a month-long Australian Antarctic expedition when, on Christmas Day, it made a call for help. It was trapped in packed sea ice so dense that twice icebreakers have tried and failed to get through. Among those aboard is Alec Jaw. He's the science correspondent for The Guardian, and he's been chronicling the ordeal daily from the ship. He's speaking to us via satellite phone aboard the ship. Hi there, Alec.
Hello there.
So it's been, I guess, 7 days now. Can you tell us where the ship is located and how did it get stuck?
We got caught in a blizzard on Christmas Eve, and there's a load of sea ice that was blown into the Antarctic coast, and we just happened to be in the way between the sea ice and the coast, and we got pinned in. It was quite an event, because on Christmas Day itself, we were about 2 nautical miles from the edge of the sea ice, and now we're about 20 nautical miles from the sea.
So you're saying at this point you are 20 nautical miles away from the sea?
That's right, yes.
And we mentioned rescue attempts. Icebreakers from China and from Australia have tried. And now I understand the plan is for an evacuation by air, by helicopter.
That's correct. So the Australian icebreaker came here just a few days ago, tried a few times, couldn't get through the ice. The Chinese icebreaker, Zhui Long, tried last Friday, didn't get through either. So as soon as the weather clears, the helicopter from the Zhui Long will land on a landing pad on the ice next to our ship. The passengers will go aboard, and then the idea is we would go to the Zhui Long, and from the Zhui Long to the Aurora, and then onwards towards the local Antarctic base.
So the Zhui Long, this Chinese icebreaker, is sending helicopters towards you, and I understand that the passengers, you were helping create the helipad for it to land?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, just in the afternoon, we were told that this was going to happen, so we needed to tramp down the snow. So there's lots of snow next to us, obviously, on the ice floes. And the helicopter can't land on something so soft. So 30-odd people just went outside in a line, a penguin march across the ice floe and just tramp it down. So we created ourselves a helipad, yeah.
Alec Jaw, what is the weather like right now? I mean, what are the conditions there? I think we hear a lot of wind, obviously, in the background.
Yeah. Well, I'm on top of the ship. It's incredibly windy. It's been windy for the last few days. It's going to get even more windy. Very, very cold, of course. Although, the last few days, it's also been raining, which is an indication of the fact that it's slightly warmer than average for Antarctica here.
Alec, what's life been like on the ship? How are your supplies for, say, food? Obviously, we heard in the tape people were quite cheerful for New Year's, but what's it been like?
Atmosphere and the mood, I have to say, has been great. People have been taking little twists and turns with, as one of my colleagues has called it, an adventurous spirit. I mean, everyone who on board here knew what they were getting into when we're getting onto this expedition. Antarctica is one of these places where you make plans and then you just hope the weather allows you to enact those plans. I mean, it's been disappointing that we've been trapped, but, you know, we just had to sort of take it. And it's much more fun to just so take it with a bit of good humour rather than dwelling too much on the negative side of things. I mean, none of us want to be here, let's be honest. I'd much rather get out and go home. But I think if we were here a month from now, it would be a different story. But right now, the mood and atmosphere has been very, very good. We've been sharing skills. We've been doing yoga lessons and language lessons and singing lessons. In terms of provisions, there's plenty of provisions. Like, they've always had extra of stuff because you never know what's going to happen. We've got about a week and a half worth of fish food left. And then, of course, we've got dehydrated food as well. But I don't think we're going to come to that.
Alec Jaw, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Alec Jaw, he's a science correspondent with The Guardian. He spoke to us on board the Akademik Shakalsky, which is a research vessel that is trapped in the Antarctic.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.